It's Sunday the 26th of May 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is entitled The Centre Parks May Challenge Family Picnics. I'm starting to get excited because next month we're off to Centre Parks in Wynfell Forest, courtesy of the TOTS 100 Centre Parks Family Blogger Club. This week I booked all the activities and spa treatments and things that we're going to be doing, and I've got my little printed itinerary. I've got it on paper now, so it's all like official and I can see the plan, and I'm starting to get really excited about going. So it's all feeling a lot more real and a lot closer, which is very, very much something to look forward to. As members of the Centre Parks Family Blogger Club, we're taking part in their monthly challenges, and this month the challenge is to talk about the perfect family picnic. Now, the Geek family is not particularly good at picnicking. I'm not a particular picnic fan, and so far about the best we've managed is to put the picnic rug down in the back garden for the kids to have their tea on. So I'm going to take this challenge in a slightly geeky direction, and I'm going to recommend a few apps that might come in handy for planning the perfect family picnic. So the first thing you need to know when you're planning your perfect picnic is what the weather's going to be like, and there are loads of weather apps out there on the App Store, but my particular favourite is one called AccuWeather. It's available on both Android and iOS. It's a free app, although you can pay to remove the advertising that supports the free version. What I particularly like about AccuWeather is that it has an hour-by-hour view, which is reasonably accurate, or at least as accurate as any weather forecast can be. Which does mean that if you look at the day view and it says it's going to rain, you can actually check which hours of the day the rain should be arriving, so you might still be able to squid your picnic in and not wreck your plans. The second thing you're going to need to know is where to actually have your picnic, and I must confess, I struggled a little bit with this. Doing the research for this blog post, I tried to find geeky ways of finding picnic spots, and didn't really come up with an awful lot. If you go to Google Maps and Google for picnic, for example, it doesn't give you picnic spots. So then I had a look in the app stores, and there's not really anything in the app store either. The best I could come up with is the English Heritage Days Out app, which is free on both Android and iOS. Obviously, it only tells you about English heritage properties, but it does have a search feature where you can look for properties with picnic facilities. So that's one option. The other thing that I found is the Country Life Great British Picnic website. Unfortunately, website rather than app, but still geeky. That's got a really good map of picnic sites across the UK. But it looks like it's a little bit out of date. The copyright notice is all around 2011, and it refers to an app on the App Store that's definitely not there anymore. So looks good, but maybe a little bit out of date. And there's a little note to app developers. If you're an app developer out there, there's really a gap in the market for picnic location apps. Finally, if you're going to have a perfect picnic, you need some food to take. And again, there are loads of apps for sorting out picnic food. On iOS, there are several different apps which are just called picnic recipes. I like the one that's available for £1.49. It is just called Picnic Recipes, and it's got about 5,000 recipes in it, a lot more than the other apps of similar names. Allows you to browse through the recipes or search on a specific ingredient. But also, moving away from the picnic recipes apps, there's a couple of really good standard recipe apps, and that's Epicurious and Big Oven. They're both on both iOS and Android. You can put picnic into the search box of either of those apps and get hundreds of recipes back, so those might be a good bet as well. All of those apps use US measurements, so you may need a Convert app. I like ConvertBot on iOS or ConvertPad on Android. So there you go. Those are my essential apps and one website for planning your perfect family picnic. And now hopefully just some decent weather and we're ready to go. So just as a standard disclosure, I'm a member of the Centre Parks Blogger Club. I'm getting a mini break in return for blogging about their monthly challenges. Thank you very much for listening.